truth, then you want Dame Hodges.
1, 2, 3, 4. Dame Hodges. The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. We're coming to you live out of the rural deserts in northwest Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, we're about 20 miles north of the city, sitting out in the country, but even that remote distance does not protect us from our government. Well, anyway, tonight on tap, we have Catherine Austin Fitz. We're having a little trouble connecting with Catherine at the moment, but we're going to keep trying. Let me just say a couple words about where we're going to go next week. And next week, we're going to have on some people who represent the National Strike Movement. So we've got the Tea Party Movement. We've got CPAC. We've also got the National Strike people. And it would be nice if all these groups could coalesce into one particular group. Anyway, happenings around the world. Annie is not here to bring it to us tonight. She's on assignment for one more week. And she'll update you on everything that she has learned, because she has been putting her ear to the ground and she's come up a lot of good stuff. Anyway, around the world, I think certainly the top news story is in Chile, where an 8.8 earthquake has seemingly killed about 300 people. I think the latest death count, I think it has been up to about 700. And folks, it's just absolutely stunning to me that an earthquake in Chile and South America could produce any kind of a tsunami, 3 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet, as far away as Japan. But I guess it's one big bathtub. And this week in the news as well, Mr. Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, just won't give up on national health care. And along those lines, I was listening to a local show while I was driving home today, and the talk show host was bemoaning the fact that John McCain is sponsoring a bill in the Senate, Senate Bill 3002, and that particular bill wants to merge natural health care, vitamin B12 and the rest, with pharmaceuticals. And if McCain gets his way, folks, you'll be paying pharmaceutical prices for your vitamin C, where they already are in Europe. In fact, until we get Catherine on the line, let me open up the lines. I want to see what you think about this, and let's see if you know where this is actually coming from. So we're going to open the lines up at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we're going to talk a little bit about health care. But it's interesting to me, John McCain wants nothing to do with Obama's health care. Of course, neither do I. But John McCain wants to merge the natural health care industry and put it under control of the FDA, where it can be more regulated, but of course the pharmaceuticals will make money hand over fist. And I wanted to know if anyone there knows what that is about. It goes back to John McCain's legislative background, something he did back in 2005. So anyway, first one to call in gets a big high five. How do you do? And so, again, that's John McCain. Why is he so interested in having the pharmaceuticals brought under the control of the FDA and merging them together? Well, anyway, a little update on the property rights issue. That's affecting people all along the western corridor of Phoenix. Our Attorney General, Terry Goddard, who's running for governor and looks like he's got the inside track to the nomination, as well as probably he will be sitting in the governor's office next year. Oh, my God, we know how to pick them, don't we? First, we get the mother of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. I was actually glad to see her go. Terry Goddard, he's cut out of the same cloth, folks. I mean, literally and figuratively. But he made a statement this week regarding property rights of people along the West Valley. He said that if the Air Force Base changes its mission and moves in a bigger plane with more noise that will drive people out of their home, well, that's just too bad, because when you moved next to the base, you knew what you were getting. Well, my community is about 25 miles north of the base, and we've got people as far away as 40 miles from the base that are going to be in the flight corridors that are going to be literally forced out of their homes. We're going to take this up more. We come back from the break. Hopefully, we'll be able to connect with Catherine Austin Fitz. We'll be back on the other side. Everybody, stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use 4 black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. We're still trying to hook up with Catherine, and we'll keep that effort alive. Meanwhile, speaking of healthcare, and let me go back to the question I posed before the break. Why is John McCain, who's so much against government being involved in our healthcare, why is Senator John McCain, and we jokingly refer to him here in Arizona as our senator from Mexico because of his stand on illegal immigration, but why is he so dead set on trying to hook up the natural healthcare industry and put them under the control of the FDA, therefore where they'll be controlled ultimately by the pharmaceuticals? And speaking of healthcare, before we see if we can get a caller to get in here on that answer, did you see where Nancy Pelosi told the Democrats that it's up to you to sacrifice your career for the good of Obamacare? Did you guys catch that? Now, of course, she comes from the most liberal area in the country in San Francisco. She can get away with doing just about anything that she wants to do and still get reelected. God knows why. Of course, that is the home of the infamous Ninth Circuit, and I think we don't need to go any farther than that. But Nancy Pelosi, how would you feel right now if you're a Democrat and she's telling you, you know, throw yourself on the sword for the good of Obamacare, when she certainly isn't going to risk anything? Okay, once again, we're going to ask that question. Why is John McCain so dead set on putting natural health care under the control of the FDA and ultimately the pharmaceuticals? 1-800-313-9443. And did you also see that Starbucks is pushing the right to bear arms in public? Can you believe that? So, yeah, give me a cup of Java and some ammunition for my Colt 45. Kind of interesting here, but you know what? The way things are going, we might all need to be armed at some time. Peter Schiff, has weighed in on the economic crisis again, and he said the real economic crisis is not here. It is still going to be thrust upon us this spring. And that's something that Catherine Austin Fitz, if we can get a hold of her tonight, is going to tell us about. She is basically going to say that Peter Schiff is right. She called the housing bubble before it happened. She said we'd be in the middle of a commercial real estate crash and by the spring, and we certainly are there now. And it's absolutely frightening to see all these mainstream economists come in and tell us, the hosts here at RBN, that we really aren't paranoid, that this is the way that it really is. But anyway, Peter David Schiff, he's the president of Euro-Pacific, which is a Canadian-based brokerage, has predicted the U.S. stock market will collapse. The mortgage meltdown and credit crunch will continue, and he says this is going to go on all across the planet. And speaking across the planet, what's going on in Greece? Can you believe what's going on? Now, I think we're getting really limited coverage, and I happen to teach with a person who has relatives in Greece. His family is originally from there, and I think it's a far worse picture there than we're getting on the mainstream media. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But Greece could foretell what could be coming here. The Greek small businesses are being put out. They can't get loans. Their interest rate is 9.9% of their GDP, and that's what we're approaching right now. And someone asked me the other day this question, why do you suppose the Greeks, who have really similar economic indicators to us, why are they rioting in the streets and we're not? That's a heck of a question to pose, isn't it? Why the Greeks, under almost the same set of circumstances, and we're not? Any opinions on that? 1-800-313-9443. Could it be that Americans still have blind faith in the elections? Could that be the case? Because when you look at what's going on over there, and if you think Iran is all about politics, think again, that's about economics as well, too. We could be in for a wild ride, because first Greece, then France, then England, the rest of Europe is consumed, and then us. Well, anyway, February 28th, 1993. What's the significance of that date? February 28th, 1993. What is the significance of that date? You're right. Waco, where the government, Janet Reno in this case, could not wait any longer, and she had to have her tanks in an ultimate show of force break down walls, start a fire, and burn to death over 80 people, most of them innocent. Some of them may be held against their will. We don't know. But today in history, Waco, no significant coverage on it, is it? This is when the standoff started, and of course we know when it culminated, and it's one of the darkest days in American history. According to a GOP Republican, boy, I'll tell you, Arizona's back in the news, and, you know, maybe I should move. The politicians we have here, when I moved here 25 years ago, dear sweet lady, friend of mine, said to me, Dave, welcome to Arizona. Do you like politics? I said, well, I follow a little bit. And she said, well, good. We have the best politicians that money can buy here in Arizona, and it's really true. Trent Franks, Republican of Arizona, has been one of our Congress's, I think, most embarrassing members, and he made the audacious statement this week that blacks, that's it, black people, black citizens, black United States citizens were better off under slavery. Did you hear that, folks? When he was speaking with blogger Mike Stark, he said that black people were better off under slavery. I'm still trying to catch my breath. Well, anyway, back to our question here, and it looks like I may have stumped the audience panel. Why is John McCain so dead set on bringing control of the natural health care industry, put it under the control of the FDA and ultimately the pharmaceuticals? Well, it could be that little thing called Codex, Codex Alimentarius. Codex is an interesting proposition. Codex is in place in Europe, came in under the European Union, and it was actually codified into our legislation with CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, of which John McCain was a co-sponsor with that ultra-liberal, the late Ted Kennedy. And under Codex, which is part of CAFTA, all natural health care supplements are supposed to be put under the control of CAFTA. Eventually, they're going to merge World Health Care, but isn't this interesting here? Obama's taking care of nationalizing health care. 18% of our GDP go right to socialism. Then let's take another good chunk of our medical industry, natural health care, and let's stick that under the control of the FDA, under an international trade agreement, which you know and I know supersedes the Constitution. Anyway, let me take a break here real quick and remind you that if you're listening to us on your local radio station and for some reason you could not get us on your local radio station at a future date, we have an RBN website that you can go to. Click the Listen Live button after you log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org. And this is for you new listeners that may not know about this. Also, we're having a pledge drive. And anyone who would like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719. And let me stop here just a moment, just tell you, this programming to put on the air is not cheap. You know, the equipment alone, support staff that we hire to bring in to run the station, do such a fine job, such as our fine producer, Mike, tonight. This is not cheap. And we certainly do need your support. So I'd like to ask again, for anyone who'd like to donate to this great network at RBN, call 1-800-724-2719 during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. And after hours, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. And one more thing, we have generic RBN business cards. And anyone who'd like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719 during the office hours of Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. And if you can't call during that time, you can always send us a check or a money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And once again, that's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas. And my screen just disappeared on me. Here, let me try to pull it up again. Okay, here we go, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And that was Suite 302. So anyway, we appreciate all the support that you great listeners give us here. But anyway, back to John McCain and CAFTA. This is really, well, NAFTA and CAFTA, and I like to say first there was NAFTA, then there was CAFTA, and then we got the SHAFTA. But I like to remind people here that this is really the precursor to what we call SPP, or the North American Union. And not only are we looking at nationalizing our alternative healthcare business, but we're also looking at putting in a series of toll roads connected to every interstate highway system in America. Every one. Started in Texas under Governor Rick Perry, and it has spread to Arizona. And when we come back after the break, I'll actually tell you how this all fits together, and maybe that'll be another stumper question here. How do these toll roads, John McCain's proposal, Senate Bill 3002, of putting alternative medicines under the FDA, how does this all fit together? What's it going to mean for you? And then we'll tie it into a third variable, the F-35, and acquiring land on the cheap for the Canamex Highway System, which is the transportation arm of CAFTA. How does this all come into play? How does it all fit together? And free Tootsie Roll to the first caller that can call in and tell them, give me that answer, because those three air variables are very closely connected. Once again, the number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. Well, around the world, a suicide bomber struck hearts in Kabul as they blew themselves up in 17 people. Folks, could we not write this scheme? This is something that replays every single day on our news, and it's almost like we've grown immune to it. Question I have, how long will it be till it begins to happen here and happen with regularity? And the interesting thing that you never hear, too, in the mainstream media, speaking of the Afghan capital or the Afghanistani people or the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda, as Alex Jones likes to call them, the thing that you never hear from these people is about the Central Asian pipeline. Anyway, we'll pick that up, too, and more, and we're going to return to how the F-35 and Canamex, CAFTA, toll roads, how it all fits together, folks. Back with you after the break.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, somebody thinks we're their stepping stone because let's go ahead and put together that scenario, everybody, where I was drawing together a bunch of variables before the break, and I said that Canamex, CAFTA, property rights, the F-35, toll roads, and the North American Union are all connected. And if you'd like to weigh in on this issue, too, and be part of the discussion, it's 1-800-313-9443. But first of all, let's just talk about where this all emanates from. Certainly, CAFTA represents the regionalization of government, you know, blending together the three countries, much in the fashion of the European Union. And, of course, there is a Treaty of the Americas, which is going to go from the top of Canada to the bottom of South America. That's an F group, the next group, the FTAA. And then there's a plan to merge those, the FTAA, with the European Union. So that's the ultimate goal, regionalization to globalization. And the Canamex is the necessary transportation arm that, as we're finding in Texas, is for the international truckers, the international multinational corporations. But it's not for you and I. And we'll get into more of that in just a moment here. But property rights are going by the wayside wherever these corridors begin to pop up. First of all, in Texas, they have something called a 90-day quick take, in which they come in, offer the multinationals offer a price for your land. You say no. You have 90 days to settle, get it into court and win, or your property reverts without payment to these individuals. We're seeing something pretty similar here in Arizona, too, and we're beginning to see this happen in other parts of the country, like in Colorado. Let me give you an example of what's happening for land acquisition with regard to the Cannamex. Land acquisition is their biggest problem, and actually what's happening is a lot of this land acquisition for the Cannamex Highway has been left up to local and state governments, and then the Federal Highway Administration comes forth with matching funds once they've done that. But the states and their partners in the Cannamex have a vested interest in driving prices down. And this started back with my property rights issue that started, you know, nearly, gosh, we're going on 7 years now. It's hard to believe I've spent this much of my life embroiled in a battle against the New World Order. But anyway, what we found here, we were looking at a map one day here in Arizona, and we saw that there was a new law that was just passed that restricted everyone's property rights at an unreasonable distance from military bases to the F-16. Now, the F-16 can fly overhead, and it doesn't cause health and safety effects, not to the degree that this newest plan is going to do with the F-35. It certainly doesn't the house doesn't interfere in the mission of the plane, and the plane doesn't interfere with the operation of the house. And so, therefore, there was this unnecessary legislation passed in Arizona about 6.5 years ago. And what they said is that if you moved within the flight corridors, or they moved the flight corridors over you, which was the case, that you couldn't do anything with your property. In fact, if you had severe damage, storm damage, a fire, you couldn't rebuild. You just had to walk away. Well, what we found was that regulation started out what was called House Bill 2141. We were looking at a map one day, and we saw that the Cannamex, the planned Cannamex routes, was adjacent or near four military bases that had these, quote, encroachment protections. And let me say that again. We laid out a map, and I said, look at this. Tucson has a problem with it. Part of Interstate 10 runs, which is going to be a Cannamex route, runs adjacent to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Gila Bend, which is a small community nestled about one-third of the way between Phoenix and Tucson, where State Route 85 comes up. That's a planned Cannamex route. It's under construction now. They were restricted. They have an auxiliary field out there for the local Air Force base from Luke, and they restricted those people. And then up in my area, in what's called the North Surprise Whitman area, which is out in the country, we were hit with these restrictions, as well as the Cannamex coming out of the deep water, planned deep water seaports in Mexico and stretching up into Yuma. And we just found out this week that the F-35 hovercraft is going to go to Yuma, and that's a lot louder than the ones that we're going to have to contend with. But these people's property rights are restricted. In fact, actually, in Yuma, these poor farmers are restricted more than anybody else in the country. Now, if you look at those four areas and you say, what are the odds of this being due to chance? The odds are 65 million to 1. When you run the encumbered acreage over the total acreage that's possible and put those two variables together. But wait, there's more. In an area not too far from Walsenburg, Colorado, along Interstate 25, which is roughly, you know, south of Pueblo, northeast of Pueblo, I should say. And Fort Carson wanted to lay claim to a bunch of farmers' land there, and they restricted them, said they were in the way of their mission, they devalued their properties, some of these farmers have lost their land. You can see their billboards when protesting this when you drive up Interstate 25. So here you have an instance of another military base working in conjunction with restricting people's lands without compensation. And mind you, folks, without compensation, and forcing people off their land. If they can't sell and they have to move for whatever reason. But you have now five areas. And I'm wondering if anyone else around the country has found this. In fact, actually, there may even be a sixth area in Virginia Beach. Fox and Friends ran a story last week with two gentlemen that were forced off their, in terms of their place of business, $1 million office building. And I think I mentioned this last week on the air, and they received $400,000 in condemnation. But I consider those men to be lucky. No, not that they got cheated out of 60% of the value of their land. I consider them to be lucky because of the fact that at least they got something. And we'll compare that situation and what's coming for the rest of us with regard to this issue when we come back after the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back on their side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best-tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, success is yours.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, we're going to pick up a guest kind of on the run here, and we're going to get Bill Connor. I just got a text from him, and we'll tie this together. But let me bring this full circle, folks. What we're looking at here is the giveaway of property rights in this country. Now, I never thought it could happen to me. In fact, even some of the people in my community don't believe it's happening to them. They're deaf, dumb, and blind to the dangers they're facing. You can show them the evidence, and they can look at it. They become all glassy-eyed, and they just refuse to believe that their government would do something to them like this. But let's look at the Kelo case for a second in comparison. This is, this is how the country really has taken a right turn since Kelo. You remember that case where these people had lakefront property for over 90 years, and the local city came and said, well, we want to take away your land and give it to our developer friend for a dollar, so we're going to do eminent domain, we're going to pay you for it. So effectively, it was a corporate welfare scheme, and this went all the way to the Supreme Court, as you know, and the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor of the city. The reasoning was that if government can raise revenue above and beyond what a landowner does, they have the right to declare eminent domain. And we were outraged by this because this was really the first time in American history that marked the giveaway of private property to another private property interest in using the power of government to do so. But let's look at what's happening in Arizona, what's happening in Texas with regard to their toll road acquisitions for the Canamex and the NAFTA Superhighway, what's beginning to happen in Colorado. Any of you who live along an interstate, you live on a planned international corridor route. May not be published yet, but their think tank, their white paper articles speak very clearly to the implementation of this, and they're going to toll road the living heck out of all of them. And if they're going to follow the scheme we're looking at, I mean, if you look at the schemes, use a nearby military base under a false flag operation, lower the people's property values, don't create a condition where they can't resell their homes if they have a job transfer or they lose their job. We've got a situation, folks, where now people are literally having their land stolen from them under the power of government. In fact, Terry Goddard is just the ultimate communist, and he's going to be the next governor, and this is frightening. Rick Perry did this to his people in Texas. In fact, in Texas, they have something even more egregious, and I expect we'll see this all around the country. They have what's called a non-compete clause. In other words, you pay your tax dollars to build these highways. They're given over to some foreign entity. In Texas's case, they're looking at King Juan Carlos running their highway system for the next 50 years. He only paid $50 million for the rights, and he gets to keep the tolls. I mean, can you think of a better money-making scam than that? But the citizens of Texas don't get to use parallel roads to stay off these toll roads and avoid the tolls that are estimated they're going to run when the system is fully implemented at about $4,000 to $5,000 a year. They only want these roads for the international truckers, but you can't take your own tax money. A local city, TxDOT, ADOT here in Arizona, can't take their local money and compete with these groups. In fact, in Arizona, in their last year of the legislature, they approved public-private partnerships, and that's how they're bringing all this in. Public-private partnerships is no more than a term for fascism. Let's call it what it is, folks. It's nothing more than a term for fascism. And this is, if you think the North American Union is dead, if you think those issues about giving away our sovereignty, our economic freedom, control of our local resources, you're crazy. I mean, look at this. We've got the takeover, the attempt to take over now the natural health care industry. You have the takeover of our highway system. You're going to see the supply to water. I mean, this is full boat across the board, where we're looking at our entire way of life being ripped away from us. And then just add to that little fact that that thing called the dollar could just tip right off the cliff at any moment. Anyway, to my producer, Mike, do we have our guest up and on the air? Okay, all right. Well, anyway, let me go back, and I want to promo again our pledge drive. And let me just say that this is a network which brings you tremendous programming, and it brings you the truth. We are uncensored. We don't cater to sponsors' political views. And in light of that, I would like to make a call again for everyone. You know, break out your checkbook, because RBN is having a pledge drive, and anyone who can donate should call 1-800-724-2719 during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. After hours, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can donate online. We also have generic RBN business cards available, $8 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism. And you can get yours by writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can call in 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central. Anyway, I'd like to open it up for you and what you'd like to talk about. We're going to try to get an attorney on the air to talk about property rights here, and it's kind of like, is everybody not home tonight? But anyway, whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll open it up to you at 1-800-313-9443. And in the meantime, and I was just told by my crack producer that we do have Bill Connor. So let me introduce Bill here really quickly. He was a guest for the first half hour last week, and we talked about the F-35, the abrogation of property rights, but we just barely scratched the surface, because property rights is something that's on the attack all the way across the nation. And folks, if you're not affected by it now, you could be. If you live near a highway, if you live near a military base, I mean, your rights are at risk. But anyway, Bill Connor is a friend of mine. We're fighting the good fight in Arizona against the powers that be who want to take our land for nothing. Bill is an attorney, kind of a general practitioner. He's a former city councilman from El Mirage, Arizona, and we're fighting the good fight against corporate America and their special interests. So without further ado, let's go to El Mirage, Arizona, and welcome Bill back to the show. Hi, Bill. How are you?
good, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, good. Hey, Mike, can I get a little boost on Bill's mic on his end? I'm having trouble hearing him. Okay. Well, Bill, we had a no-show tonight. We probably crossed our times on the air, and we were going to talk about the dismal state of the economy and where it's going, and we'll certainly get Catherine Austin Fitz back on it another time. But I didn't miss an opportunity here to launch into the property rights discussion. And if people think government is fair and transparent, we went this week to a bunch of scoping meetings, which are part and parcel to the approval process of bringing in the F-35. And you want to just take a moment and tell our listening audience what kind of duplicity we found this week in the government process called a scoping hearing?
Well, you know, it was very interesting. I attended scoping meetings from the Valley here and then out in Wickenburg. By definition, scoping is the process by which the Air Force is to determine the outside criteria of the environmental impact statement relative to basing a mission. And the two things struck me. There were comments a few weeks ago by our own Attorney General who's running for governor, Terry Goddard, that noise would not be an element of consideration in terms of environmental impact study to bring the F-35 to Luke Air Force Base. When I arrived at the scoping meetings, well, lo and behold, what would be presented to the public was a large chart showing the steps of the EIS and a claim that noise would be considered. Air Force officials, when pressed about exactly what weight would be given noise as a consideration, could not answer that question. And the roundabout explanation was that apparently the public was to give their opinion as to what weight noise should be given. Now, my understanding is that if we are going through an environmental impact study process, and by law we're holding scoping meetings, really, shouldn't it be the Air Force be the ones to have the answer as to how much weight noise will be given?
Well, you would think, but there's even an additional problem, Bill. Environment for the environmental impact statement, which will test the suitability of the plane to come to a particular area, environment in the environmental impact statement is only 10%. And 70% of that 10% is merely encroachment. How close do people live to base operations or planned base operations? And so that's not environment. That's convenience for the base.
No, and again, I think we're seeing exactly what they saw in Valparaiso, Florida. And I was cautioned when I went down there to look the situation over by their officials, who told me that what federal law stated and what the requirements would be would not be followed. And it turns out that that's exactly what we're seeing here. What the Air Force really is doing is determining more of a feasibility study on where to base this aircraft. And upon arriving at each one of these EIS meetings, I don't know about you, Dave, but I was a little offended to see that the largest media draw in the room was the promotional film from Lockheed touting the advantages of the F-35. I don't really need my taxpayer dollars spent to indoctrinate me as to the necessity of that particular mission or that weapon. These meetings are supposed to be held in order to scope the environmental impact study, not promote what we have found out as recently as today is an aircraft program that's in serious trouble.
Well, you know, what's funny is, not even funny, it's I guess it's funny because it's so sad that it was no more than a dog and pony pep rally for the F-35, and it's supposed to be a serious government meeting. But along those lines, I found that before I left there, I was attracting a little bit of a crowd, not a large crowd, but people who wanted to hear what I had to say about what I knew about what this plane can do and how much it can damage an individual in their home. And the, let's say our friends from the government wouldn't stop following me around. I'd walk out to the hallway and go to the bathroom after I was talking to somebody. I actually turned around and said to him, "Sorry, guys, I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm not going to talk to anybody in there, but I'll be back out, and you can eavesdrop on me then." And these guys were just everywhere, and they bird-dogged me all the way through. I don't know if you experienced that as well.
I did. I found it a bit disconcerting in that they seemed to be more interested in what the rational, logical opposition to this mission was saying, rather than conducting the meeting they were supposed to conduct. You know, that it's all on our dime, Dave. And the fact of the matter is that if they feel a certain allegiance to this program, that is a natural affinity, but we're about the taxpayer's business. And it really deserves the angels of our better nature. It deserves a more informed, mature approach than it's getting.
Well, the logic is this. The military is supported by our tax dollars, and I give them moral support. But nowhere in our statutes or our Constitution does it say that we owe them our life savings and we should be allowed to be forced off our lands without compensation. And, you know, before we really respond to that, we've got a bunch of callers lined up. So we might have hit a chord here. So let's go to the phones and help me with these calls, Bill. Jim from Missouri on line one. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show. What's your question or comment?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, you started off the program with this John McCain deal.
I did.
Okay, so here's the response.
Okay.
Control.
I agree.
It's all about control.
Well, CAFTA, Canamex, and now Senate Bill 3002 to bring the natural food industry under the control of the FDA and ultimately the pharmaceuticals. Yeah, I would say that's control. And we've kind of spread this out to the highway system, but you know what? It's all the same thing. This all comes out of CAFTA in one way or another.
Well, actually, no, it doesn't. I would like to correct you with that. It all comes under the guise of, are we controllable?
And how does that run contrary to the idea that a lot of what's happening to us is coming out of these international trade agreements?
Well, but who runs this country? Does the people run the country? Or does this, I think I heard you say it earlier, the government. Well, who's the government?
Bill, you want to tackle that, Bill? You're closer to it than I am because you're in our courts every day.
Well, I think that what we've done is that we've created this, or we've allowed a system to be created where the government is separate from the people, and it's not.
Well, and as the caller was alluding to, it certainly was never intended to be that way. But, you know, we've seen, a constant pattern of constitutional abuse, at least in the modern era. And what most people that are politically attuned to will remember, for instance, the Dubai ports deal. Which I don't think the American public would have ever stood for, and they didn't stand for. The across-border trucking abrogation of regulations with respect to motor carriers that basically allowed uninspected, uncertified Mexican trucks into this country, endangering our citizens for the benefit of NAFTA. The list could go on and on. But,
well, I know. I was on a call with Frosty Wooldridge 3 years ago, where he was exposing what was going on, but I think that we're missing the point.
And the point is, Jim?
The point is that we're the controllers. We are the people. We don't have to tolerate this.
You know,
they can't pass treaties. They can't pass laws. They can't do all this stuff without the people's okay.
Well, in theory, you're right, but unfortunately, that's not the way it's working out. And I'll tell you, you're right. The boss has become the servant, and the servants become the boss. There's no question about that.
Not anymore.
Well, unfortunately, that's the way it's been working.
I know that's the way it's been working, and that is the that's the failure of the people to stand up and say, no, we're not doing this.
And you know, Dave, the caller raises a good point.
Can I continue?
Go ahead. Hey, hold on, Jim. Hold on. Let's let Bill respond real quick.
The caller does raise an excellent point, and that is one of my mottos when I was an elected official was, you get the government you deserve. By and large, they have only stolen from the public fisc and the public trust what we have allowed them to steal. The problem now is that the theft and the graft has become so large scale and so institutional that I don't believe the institutional bodies are capable of reform. And I think you would find that a lot, in fact, I have a friend of mine who's a retired member of the U.S. House. He resigned in disgust a number of years ago because he looked at it, at the situation, and he said this body has not only become, number one, irrelevant, but number two, incapable institutionally of reform. And that's a scary thought because, especially when you look at the two issues of, number one, cap and trade, and number two, the UN delegates, commission report on, small arms trafficking in the international context. The United States government and United States Senate is prepared to enter into treaties that bind the American people to subject themselves, to the sovereignty of the UN. And there will be little, if anything, that could ever be done about it. Some of the noted commentators in Europe are now speaking out saying, you know, we've had socialism here.
Okay, well, we're right up against the break. Hold on. And, you know, it's a great point. We're going to pick it up at the break. Jim, thanks for your call, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, our impromptu guest for the last half hour has been Bill Connor, and Bill was kind enough to come on the Common Sense Show with us. And to our callers who are on hold, I've got some good news and bad news. Bad news, we're going to have to let Bill go in just a minute, but the good news is we have Catherine Austin Fitz on, and she is the ultimate, or she was the consummate insider You'd be surprised at what she says now. But, guys, I'm going to have to get back to you on your calls, or you can hang up, call in later. But I wanted to give the rest of the time to Bill, because we're not done with this F-35 property rights issue. It's nothing just Arizona, folks. It's going to be all across the country. We're going to look to put together a national show on this where we have people from all across the country come on and tell they're part of this, so you can see that we're all at risk. But, Bill, go ahead and tell everyone, you know, what this means to not just our area in the West Valley, where we have potentially 150,000 people affected. What does it mean for everybody?
Well, what it's going to mean is that in any area potentially affected by this aircraft, should the process become corrupt, pointless, absent ethics, absent accountability, what will happen is that people living close to an Air Force installation with this aircraft will be saddled with the noise, the emissions, the impact, all of the negative connotations that will come along with this for the next 40 years. My recommendation is not only to hold your elected officials accountable, which is always a good idea, but truly, we've got to hold our unelected officials accountable. That means Chief of the Staff of the Air Force.
Yeah, Michael Donnelly. Mm-hmm. I think Bill Gates, too, because this is his baby. And, I know you know the answer to this, but I don't know if our listening audience does. The cost of this F-35 airplane.
Well, the true cost has yet to be determined, because the latest report is that the project has broken the none limits, which is basically a ceiling, a capped ceiling on defense expenditures per project. This could serve to be one of the largest financial boondoggles the Department of Defense has ever seen. But if people would like to track the progress of this process, they can go to F-35A-TrainingEIS.com.
And, say that again a little slower. I got lost on that.
F-35A-TrainingEIS.com. And that's the Air Force's interactive website, where comments can be made about what they're doing with the environmental impact statement. And
yeah, let me throw an email into that, too, because, folks, the property rights battles all of our issues. If it's not the F-35, it could be Kilo, it could be anything. It could be wanting to give away your house to make it a bed and breakfast. And we're trying to put together a national property rights coalition group to fight against these abuses. And you can get more information on that by emailing us at acpprteam@yahoo.com. Well, Bill, you've been great coming on with such little notice, but I want to keep this issue out in front of the people. And sometime we're going to have to bring you back on and talk about what we know is really behind this.
Well, not a problem, and just remember that they can only do what we allow them to do in our name.
Sometimes it doesn't feel that way, but, yeah, you're right. But like I said to Jim from Missouri, I think the servants become the master and the masters become the servant, and we've got a lot of work to turn that back around to the way it's supposed to be.
Certainly.
But we got a lot of work to do ourselves this week, my friend, and I'll be in touch with you shortly as we continue to fight this good fight. And many thanks to you, Bill, for coming on the Common Sense Show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Catherine Austin Fitz after the top of the hour.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters.